96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. At some point in life, everyone needs a little legal advice. But how do you go about finding the kind of attorney you need? One size does not fit all. Well, tonight, we have a lawyer's roundtable. Three attorneys who will answer your legal questions, wait for it, free of charge, no matter what your issue happens to be. My guests are Michelle C. Thomas, family law attorney with M.C. Thomas & Associates, Eric Williams, employment discrimination attorney with the law offices of Eric J. Williams, and Dwayne Gaines, malpractice attorney with Richin & Gaines Law Offices. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you're welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Thank you all for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Okay. I have a question before we get to the phone calls. And I want to let our listeners know that we're going to try to take as many phone calls as possible, even after 7:30. So if you can't get through, please keep calling, because we want to make sure that we get as much information out to you as possible. Okay, so let me start with Eric. How do you pick an attorney? Is it like picking a doctor? Is it word of mouth? Is there a website that you go to? Do you Google somebody? Your thoughts about that?
You know, Harold, that's an excellent question. In this day of technology, there are so many ways one can find an attorney. Many people Google, others do it by word of mouth. And so, like shopping for a doctor, you would also want to comparison shop your attorneys. Call two or three different attorneys and find out exactly what it is that they offer.
Mm-hmm. So if you call an attorney just to find out what they offer, they're not going to charge you. You guys make good money, okay? So, or you're supposed to, right? Michelle just gave me a look. So can you expect at least to have a conversation right off the bat with an attorney to find out whether or not they fit your needs or you fit their kind of practice without having to start the meter?
Well, that's a great question, Harold, and it really depends on the attorney. There are some attorneys, such as my practice, where we offer free consultations. There are other attorneys who may charge for a consultation, particularly in the employment law area. Mm-hmm. So you want to establish that from the beginning of the phone call, whether or not they're offering a free consultation or not.
Michelle, what's the first question that someone should ask a lawyer in reference to picking one?
The first question that you must ask the lawyer is, what percentage is his or her practice dedicated to the particular practice area that you're in which you're seeking help?
Explain that.
So in other words, if you're looking to get a divorce, or you're looking to, if you have a child custody situation, nothing's more important to people than their money and their children, right?
Yeah.
So if you do that, you want to make sure that you're not going to a jack of all trades and a master of none. So as a potential client, the client needs to ask the lawyer, what percentage of your practice do you devote to divorce and family law?
Hmm.
And so if the percentage is less than, say, 50%, certainly that may still be a good fit for you, but you might also consider finding someone who devotes a greater percentage of their practice to that specific area. In other words, someone who's a bit more specialized and mm-hmm. has a bit more expertise in that particular area, because you want to make sure that that lawyer is current on the law and the nuances of each and every practice. And it differs. So it's hard to be very current on a multiple or a wide variety of practice areas.
Okay. Dwayne, what's the biggest mistake you believe people make when they're picking an attorney?
I think one of the biggest mistakes that people will make on occasion is not really investing a proper amount of time to select a particular attorney, and they go forward with signing an agreement to be represented by that attorney and subsequently determine, this is not the person that I want to handle my case. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important, the points that were made by the other members here, the fact that it's important to spend that time in terms of selecting someone that you're comfortable with.
Okay. Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We have a lawyer's roundtable tonight answering your legal questions, whatever they happen to be. So please give us a call. Kevin, calling from Southeast D.C., thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go right ahead.
Yes, I was calling in regards to child support and child support issues. There's a whole bunch of unjust actions being taken against us hardworking individuals in regards to child support. I've expressed issues about having it reduced, but I don't know what lawyer I need to get in touch with to have these matters taken care of.
Okay. Michelle?
Sure. So you want to make sure, again, that you're looking for a family lawyer who devotes a significant amount of the of his or her practice to the areas of family law, including child custody and child support. Now, when you talk about trying to get that your child support obligation reduced, if there's been a material change in your income or in your circumstances, either your income or the income of the other parent or the child's needs, something like that, then you should definitely seek the help of an attorney to help you modify your child support obligation. So you would need to look into filing some type of motion with the court to modify it. And if you can't, if there are financial issues there, there's a self-help center at the D.C. Superior Court that can also assist with getting your child support obligation reduced.
Okay. Kevin, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Real quick question, though. Do you need an attorney to have child support modified?
Well, listen, when you say you need an attorney, I'm never going to say that you don't need an attorney, Harold. I mean, let's come on now. However, I will say that child support, if you're within a certain income range, it is one of the areas where there's the least discretion. Mm-hmm. And so you can conceivably show up to court with your pay stubs or tax returns and ask the court to run what we call child support guidelines. Mm-hmm. So it's possible to do it, but I always say that you want to at least to try to be proactive and at least seek the counsel or mm-hmm. a consultation with a lawyer before going into a child support hearing okay. on your own.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go to Pam. Pam calling from Alexandria. Thanks for calling, Pam. What's on your mind?
Thank you so much for taking my call. Question on the employment law side. Mm-hmm. If you have a person that's been employed for 20 years, great employment history, they go into the hospital, they become ill. They unfortunately receive a termination letter while they're in the hospital and then pass away. They have a wife that is left looking for survivor benefits. Is there a claim potentially in a situation like that?
That's an excellent question, Pam. And first, let me say my practice is focused in D.C., and I don't know if this is a D.C. case, but you definitely want to talk to an attorney about whether or not there's a claim. I don't have enough of the facts for your particular case to go into detail, but your case does raise some issues in regards to FMLA issues.
FMLA, which is?
Family Medical Leave Act. And
okay.
In D.C., it's called the D.C. FMLA. And so there are some questions that are raised, but I would really need to know a few more facts to give you a more thorough evaluation.
By the way, Pam, and to all of our listeners, I want to let you know that the websites and contact information for all of our legal guests tonight will be posted on WHUR.com on the Daily Drum page tonight in the event that you have some additional questions that you want to ask or indeed deal directly with any one of our three guests. So, Pam, thank you very much. And certainly you want to look for that on WHUR.com tonight after 8 o'clock. Let's go to Althea. Althea calling from Oxon Hill. Althea, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Oh, I hit the wrong person. Well, let's go with Annette. I'm sorry. Althea, don't hang up. Annette, what's on your mind?
Mm-hmm. What's on my mind is that I received a divorce, and in the divorce case, an order was determined that I provide survivor benefits to my ex-husband without mentioning that should he remarry, then he can be removed from my survivor survivor benefits. What I'm trying to find out now, since he has remarried, is there an amendment that can be made to have him removed from my survivor benefits?
Well, typically, when you're dealing with benefits, the survivor annuities and the like, unless there is a clause or provision that's carved into, a judgment of absolute divorce, final decree of divorce, that gives you that authority to do that, then that election is typically permanent at the time of the divorce.
Explain to me specifically what she's referring to.
Okay, so essentially we're talking about pensions here.
Okay.
So when two parties divorce, the court will divide the pension and say that the wife or husband may be entitled to, say, 50% of the marital share of a pension when the person retires.
Okay.
So let's say you're divorced today, but the spouse does not retire for another 5 or 10 years. During that period of time, the party that will receive the benefits may have remarried and the like.
So what's
the original spouse?
So I'm sorry. So what she's saying is that she's divorced and she was supposed to give her the spouse some money out of a pension, and he has remarried, and she, according to the divorce decree, is still paying him, or he's still getting the benefit? Is that correct?
That's my understanding. I believe, Annette, that's what you're saying, right? That he is still going to receive the monthly annuity that you're receiving from the pension, and your question is, can you stop that?
No, he's not getting...
Go ahead, Annette. We're listening quickly.
Yes. No, he's not receiving the benefits as of yet because I have not retired. However, once I retire, then he's entitled to the survivor benefit.
Correct. If that's in your judgment of divorce?
No. The thing is, yes, it is in the judgment to give him benefits, but nothing states about him being, if he remarries again, that I can have him removed from that.
She needs a lawyer.
Sounds like you need to bring your judgment of divorce to a lawyer's office and let them read through
now,
it.
Now, what kind of an attorney would she need? Is this family? Is this workplace?
It is a divorce. It's post-divorce proceedings. That's what we would call it.
Mm. Okay, Annette, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I've got to take a break in just a bit, but before I do, I want you to share with me your website information. And first of all, let us start with Michelle. What is your website?
ThomasLawDC.com.
ThomasLawDC.com. Eric, yours?
It's the law offices of EJW.com.
Say that one more time, please.
The law offices of EJW.com.
And Dwayne, your website as well?
The website is richinandgains.com.
Okay, that's RICHIN.
AND Gaines, GAINES.
.com. Okay.
Correct.
I'll make sure that, as I said before, we're going to make sure that all of those websites are posted on WHUR.com. And, of course, we will be mentioning them again during the course of this conversation. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're on the phone, Alethea, Alvin, and I believe that's Pegram, and I hope I have that name pronounced correctly, Pegram from Bowie, please do not hang up. And we will continue to take phone calls after 7:30. So please stay with us at 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your phone calls at our legal roundtable in just a few seconds. Stay with us.